Hi guys, welcome back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andress and today I'm going to be sharing with all of you how I prep my skin before I put my makeup on. Now this is a question that I've been asked so much. I know many people have asked me to send them like little videos and like little tutorials of like what I do. So I thought, why not do a podcast on it? Yes, I know that it's not very visual. However, you can listen to what I do. So before I do anything at all, I always wash my face. Yes, I know that sounds like a no-brainer. However, I think exfoliating your face is something that we are all kind of missing before we apply any sort of makeup onto our face. And that is exactly what I do. I wash my face first. Then I exfoliate with Clinique's Prep Start. Now, I specifically like that product only because it's something that I've always used. I know it works for me. You don't necessarily need to use the exact one that I use. However, exfoliating your face before applying any type of makeup on is very important, especially if you want it to last a lot longer. I know I've made the mistake in the past where I don't really wash off any of the excess oil on my face or exfoliate my face before applying my makeup. And you can tell the difference between exfoliating and not exfoliating because it doesn't last as long. And your makeup starts to look very cakey because of the oils. Now, that's all depending if you have oily skin. I have combination skin, so sometimes my skin's a little dry, and then other times it's a little bit oily. I've noticed when I don't exfoliate my face before putting my makeup on, my skin tends to be a little bit more oilier. So if you have oily skin, I highly suggest exfoliating before you apply your makeup. And using a gentle exfoliator. You don't need to use an exfoliator that's very abrasive to your skin or something that can, something that you can't use every day. And the Prep Start is something that I use every single day. I'm not sure if you can actually do that. However, I do it. My skin seems fine. I don't really get any breakouts. So that's what I do. So then after I exfoliate my skin with the Prep Start, so what I like to use is a brightening cream under my eyes. I specifically use the Ole Henriksen's Banana Eye Brightening Cream. I absolutely love it. There has been a few mixed reviews about it. I know some of my friends that like it either love it or hate it. It is something that you need to try for yourself. And I know if you go to Sephora, they literally give you samples of anything that you ask for. So I suggest before you go out and purchase anything, especially from Sephora, get a sample, see how you like it, test it out, and, you know, decide from there. But that is what I use under my eyes just to brighten it up. And I really do see a difference between using it and not using it. My eyes 100% seem a little bit brighter, especially under my eyes. I don't know if I'm crazy and I'm just seeing what I want to see. However, you know what? It works for me and I see it being bright, so I continue to use it. And then I follow that with the Banana Primer by Ole Henriksen. Absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite primers. Again, they promote it being a brightening type moisturizer, type primer, I apologize. And that is what I use all over my face. But I will say what I've noticed is that you don't need to use a lot of product to get your entire face because I've made the mistake of doing a little bit more pumps before using. I've made the mistake of using a little bit more than I should have. And then it starts to like clump up. I don't know if it's just like the way I'm applying it or I don't know. All I know is that when I use a little bit more than I should, it starts to clump up into these like, it seems like it's like lint, but like little linty balls on your face from the moisturizer. I don't know how to describe it, but I'm pretty sure many of you have experienced that, and I'm not the only one. So if you do use that product, don't use as much. Just use a very small amount, because like we've heard in so many makeup tutorials and, you know, in life in general, that a little really does go a long way. And I promise you, a little bit of the banana primer for your face really does go a long way. Then after that, I just let my skin absorb it. I spray a little bit of rose water on. I really like using Pacifica's rose water, as well as I got a rose water from Beauty Kitchen. And I absolutely, absolutely love it. The best part about it is that it comes in a very large bottle, so it lasts for a very long time. And if I do travel, I just transfer into like a little traveling spray bottle and I mark it down, and it's very easy to take with me. So I don't have to worry anything about that. And so I spray that all over my face. I probably use a lot more than me that there needs to be sprayed on my face. I do two up front, two on the side, and two on my other side, and I just like let my face, just my skin, really absorb all of that. I'll like fan it out until it dries, and then I go in with my foundation. Now, the trick with foundation that I've noticed is that really just using a very small amount, only because you are going to be applying your concealer, then you're going to do your contour, then you're going to add all the powders. So what I've really noticed is that with the type of finish that I like at the end, using literally a small amount of foundation, so I'll do like two pumps, and then I'll spray rose water on my brush, and then I'll pat it all over my face. Then I'll get my beauty blender to blend it all in, just so you don't see that like strobe marks from the brush. Blend it all in, and then I will go in with my concealer. Now, the foundation that I absolutely love is the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk. I know that foundation can be a little bit pricey. However, another foundation that I like that seems to be very similar to it is the NARS Luminous Foundation, which I love as well. However, I seem to always go back and buy the Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. And the trick to buying that is Sephora is always running their 20% off deals. So just stock up around that time, because, hey, it's 20% off the original price. And like I said, I know it's a little pricey, but getting that little discount really does help, and it's a great foundation. Anywho, I follow the foundation with concealer, my favorite concealer, and this is my holy grail, the NARS Creamy Concealer, and they promote creaseless. They promote it to being creaseless, so it really is creaseless. I can pile a ton of it on and it does not look cakey. It does not crease. It does not do anything that you would think a normal concealer would do. And I absolutely love it. So I go on ahead and I do four dots on each side, all around my eyes. And then I get my beauty blender and I blend that all in. Then I will go around my nose, because I do get a little bit red around those areas, around my nasals. Is that what it is? I think so. Yeah, around my nose, the nasal areas. Around there, do two dots on my chin, and then I'll do three dots across my forehead. Now, the three dots will be two above my eyebrow, in the middle of my eyebrow, and then one in the middle of my eyebrows. Then I'll blend all of that in very well. Then I will spray my rose water on my beauty blender, and I'll just push that into my skin, getting all that rose water in my skin. And I'm not 100% sure what it does. However, I've noticed when I do something like that, it makes my skin look very dewy and glowy, and it works for me. And I think it's just like really adding a ton of like moisture into my skin, and then it just looks as if my skin is very hydrated, which I love. Then after all of that, I will start to contour my face, and I use so many different types of contouring sticks. I don't have a specific brand that I absolutely love, but the one that I'm using right now, it's by Wet n Wild, and it is a contouring stick. You can get it for like, I think it's less than $10. I'm pretty sure it's even less than $5. It works amazing. And one thing that I really want to add is that you don't need expensive makeup to achieve any type of makeup look. You can get drugstore makeup and you are going to achieve the same type of look as long as you prep your skin. As long as you prep your skin, exfoliate your skin, and making sure that you are using a clean surface and you're starting with a clean slate, you are going to be able to achieve any type of makeup look that you want to achieve. So just keep that in mind. Again, you do not need to buy expensive makeup to achieve anything that you hope to achieve. So going back, I use the Wet n Wild contour stick. Now, everyone's face is different and everyone's cheekbones are everyone's cheekbones are usually in the same spot. Some are higher than others, some are higher than others. And so what I like to do is I like to suck my cheeks in, and then I will place the lines around my cheeks, create shadows under my cheekbones. I will do 3 dots on each side of my forehead, and then I will trace along my jaw lines, and then I will make a very light tracing around my nose to contour my nose, and then I do a little bit under my lip. And the reason why I do it on under my lip is because it kind of creates the shadow and it gives the illusion of my bottom lip to look a little bit more heavier, which I like. I'm a little crazy. I like that really pretty pouty lip look, and so I feel that the way that I achieve that is by drawing or making a little shadow with my contour underneath my lip. Then I'll go in with I don't even know what this brush is called. It's kind of like, it's more so, it looks like a feathery brush, a strobing brush. I'm not sure, but that's the brush I use. It's very light. There's not a name on this brush, so I don't even know what it's called, but it's a very light brush. So use any light brush, easy to move the product around. So I'll go on ahead and I'll like blend my product in to my face, making sure that I stay within the lines that I've created under my cheekbones, create that shadow. You don't want to go too low, and you don't want to like really spread all that product around. You don't really want to move a lot of that product around. You kind of want to like leave it in that general area. Otherwise, it just starts to look very messy. Then I'll go in with my beauty blender and I'll start to blend everything in. After I blend it again, I go in and I spray it with my rose water, and then I'll go in again and continue to blend it in until it's blend into my liking. Then I'll set my face with Ben Nye's banana powder, which I absolutely love. Again, you don't have to use the same products that I use. Just get a loose powder that works very well for your skin type. I know Ben Nye is definitely one that I absolutely love, the banana powder, just because it really like sucks up all the oil. I guess it just like leaves my face matte, and that's the word that I was trying to find, not sucks up all the oil. But it really allows my face to stay matte, and it allows my makeup to stay on throughout the entire day without moving, which is very important, especially if you are applying your makeup very early and you want it to last all day. So you have a full day of events or a full day of things that you need to do, or just even doing errands. Like, well, hey, why not contour your face to do errands? Do what you gotta do. And I will say that I am a victim of this, where I will wake up and I will want to contour my face to go to Target. And you know what? Who cares? Because no one is going to judge you. And if they do, they're just hating on your bomb contour. But anyways, yeah. The Ben Nye banana powder is one that I absolutely love and trust. But making sure that you find a really good loose powder that works well on your skin. I suggest using a loose powder only because I've noticed with like the flat powders, you don't really get as much, or it's like it's harder to use, and I feel like it starts to clump up when you're pressing on the powder with your beauty blender and then you're applying it to your skin. I don't know, I just don't think it works the same, or it doesn't give that same effect as you get as a loose powder, because like I said, a loose powder is so much easier to use and apply on than a flat powder would be. I don't know, that's just me. Maybe that's the opposite for you, but this is what I do. And then I will then get my brush and I will pat a little bit of that after I use my beauty blender of setting everything in. Then I will get a brush and then I'll go in with a little bit more powder and then I'll just like dab it around those areas, like under my eyes, around my forehead, and then like under my cheekbones, because after I bronze up my face and then put my blush on, I'll go into my eyes. And I know this may be weird, but I do my eyeshadow after I contour my face, when I feel like it's the opposite, where people do their eyes before they do their foundation. And I only do that because I feel like when I start off with my eyes, it just starts to look weird, where I'm like, oh no, like I've messed up my eyeshadow. But I feel like if I do my foundation first and then go in and do my eyeshadow, it just looks the same. It looks better, and I feel like the same steps that I would take without doing my foundation first. I don't know. It's just like, it just looks weird and I don't like it. So I do my foundation first and then I'll go on ahead and do my eyeshadow. So that is why I just add a little bit more of the loose powder under my eyes. Just so if any of the eyeshadow like falls, especially if I'm using like a darker color, I can easily just like swipe that off and there won't be any of those like little black dots, little brown dots, or like weird streaks of dark eyeshadow on my under eyes. So that's what I like to do. And then if this is just like during the day type of look, I'll use like my bronzers to create like a healthy glowy look on my eyes where I don't look like too tired. And then I'll use like my highlighters. And then if I am going to keep my makeup on throughout the entire day but want to like just touch it up a little, I will do a daytime smoky eye look, and then later on in the night, like I'll just add a little bit more of the darker browns, and then I'll go in with like the liquid liner, or I'll create a liner with my powder, with my eyeshadow powder. And I want to say, so I have really been enjoying using eyeshadow as like a liner lately, like around my eyes or above my eyelid, instead of using like the liquid liner. I don't know, I feel like it's been so much more easier for me to like really get that even look on both eyes, and getting those like getting the lines perfectly straight versus like a liquid liner. I don't know if that's just me, but I feel like that is one thing that has really helped me complete like my eye look lately, if that makes any sense. So if I do want to make it like darker and use like a liquid, I will start off with creating like that cat wing, that cat eye wing with my eyeshadow, and then I'll trace it with the liquid liner because I feel like it kind of gives like more of a perfect cat-eyed look, unless like you know how to make it completely even on both sides and you don't need it. But if you do need like a little help with getting that to be perfect, I would do the eyeshadow first and then trace it with the liquid liner. I know it may seem like a lot, but it has, that's the one thing that's really helped me, especially if I want to use like a liquid liner. But like I said, lately I've just been using the powder eyeshadow to create like that cat-eyed look, and honestly it looks the same and I kind of like it a lot better because it's a little bit more natural, I feel, which I absolutely love. Then after that, obviously I'll apply like my false lashes. And the one thing that I've really learned over time is that you don't need to wear like the dramatic eyelashes. There are some really crazy looking false lashes out there that you do not need to even purchase. I've realized and have noticed that the more natural wispy looking lashes look so much better, especially if you are doing like a darker look or a darker smoky eye, because it just like, it really pulls it all together. Like, you don't want to have the dark shadow and then those thick eyelashes. It starts to look very crazy and starts to make your eyes look very heavy. So I mean, you do you. If that's the look you want to do, you go on ahead and do that. However, I love just using like the wispy lashes and the very like natural type lashes, because I feel like even if I am doing like a daytime look, I can still use the same lashes and just like add a little bit more eyeshadow to make it like darker, and then it obviously like I don't have to change my lashes for the night. And then after all of that, obviously, I do want to say like the best glue out there, and this is literally the glue that you all need to buy, is the Duo adhesive. It's my favorite. I've tried so many different types of lash glues and nothing will ever compare to the Duo lash adhesive, so use that one. And after all of that, I will spray my face, obviously, with my makeup setting spray. Again, the one that I use is from Beauty Kitchen, and it comes in a large bottle again. And if I need to transfer it into like a travel size bottle, that's what I'll do if I need to take it with me anywhere. It's really good, the makeup setting spray. Like, I don't know what's in it, but my makeup literally lasts all day and my face does not seem to get oily. Another one that I really like is by Urban Decay, the All Nighter. And I like Morphe's continuous spray during the day. Like, if I'm just going to do errands for the day and I'm going to take my makeup off later on in the night and I don't really need it to stay on all night, I'll use like the continuous spray. But if I want my makeup to last to all night into the evening, I will use either my Beauty Kitchen makeup setting spray or my Urban Decay All Nighter. Those are two really good ones that you can use and pay, invest in. And you can get a sample from Sephora for the All Nighter one if you haven't tried that one yet. And then the Beauty Kitchen one, you would just have to purchase it online. But Beauty Kitchen's products are pretty affordable. You can also use Bubblegum Kim Podcast promo code to get your Beauty Kitchen stuff. So I suggest you guys go on their website and find a bunch of things that you like and use my promo code. But yeah, so after all of that, then what I like to do is I like to just get like a clean round brush and I blend everything in and like swipe off all of the excess powders. And then I'll spray. So I forgot to add that earlier, but I'll do that and then I'll do my setting spray. But yeah, that is how I prep for the night and how I prep my makeup for the night. So I hope you guys enjoyed this fun little podcast. I hope it was very easy for you guys to follow as far as my makeup look. If not, I will send you a tutorial of what I do. I know I've been getting a lot of that, a lot of requests for that lately, and maybe one day I will get to it and do that. But if you like this week's episode, please be sure to like and subscribe, and please tell a friend about Bubblegum Kim podcast. That would be greatly appreciated. And thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Bye.